Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787, dictating a IME from MES Solutions, 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110N, Hopog, New York, 11788. Examinee Audrey CACCIOLA, claim number 21W00424SS, date of injury 03/30/2021, MES file number 211230-24860, case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, County of Suffolk, Department of Civil Service. Client, Suffolk County Risk Management. The patient was seen on February 14th, 2024 at 2:45 p.m. Audrey Casciola is a 55-year-old female who resides with her husband of 28 years and their four children. They have a 22-year-old son and three daughters, ages 24, 21, and 15. She's currently not working. This is since an accident that occurred on March 29th, 2021, at her job. At the time, she was working as a caseworker for Suffolk County Homeless Shelters, had been there for about 10 years. On this day, she was apparently kicked in several places, including her eye, her ear, her head, and her knee. She was apparently pushed down to the ground, and police and then an ambulance were called. A citizen's arrest for the perpetrator took place, and she was brought to the Peconic Bay Center for medical care. She said she underwent a CAT scan of her face and her head, and ultimately was diagnosed with a concussion. She was also advised to call a victim's advocate to aid her in her situation at the time. She reports she was ultimately referred to a concussion specialist, Dr. Silverman, who recommended vestibular therapy. She also saw an ophthalmologist, Dr. Zielinski. I'll look for the spelling. Who performed a vision therapy. She began to suffer with some physical symptoms, including headaches, trouble falling asleep, balance problems, and vision issues, including depth and light sensitivity. When, as those treatments began to reach completion, she began to suffer with flashbacks regarding the attack. She ultimately needed treatment with pain management for herniated discs in her cervical spine area. She was ultimately referred to therapist Dr. Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, as the treating, and Dr. Vaglia is the treating psychiatrist. She was initially prescribed mirtazapine, which caused headaches and some pain, and is now doing better on a sertraline 100 milligrams, as well as a lunesta 1 to 2 milligrams at bedtime. As part of her PTSD symptoms, she continues to fear for her her life and safety. Dr. Vaglia has diagnosed her with post-traumatic stress disorder and she also carries a diagnosis of post-concussion syndrome. New paragraph. Her past psychiatric history is known for no past trials of medication. She has no history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions. Past medical history is notable for surgeries, including cesarean sections, laparoscopy, hernia surgery, and a skeletal tumor removed at the age of 16. She's allergic to sulfa, which causes rash and hives. Alcohol use, she drinks socially once a month and denies drug use. Family psychiatric history for substance abuse or psychiatric illness is denied. Social history, she grew up in New Jersey. She has a master's in business administration. She said she did suffer an assault at work approximately 5 months prior to the attack that's been discussed. She states she did not suffer injuries at that time. Her mother is deceased. She has two brothers. She denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. Currently on mental status exam. She was casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact. Became tearful in discussing her situation. She has occasional bouts of hopelessness and helplessness. She's 1 to 2 hours of difficulty falling asleep. She only sleeps 4 hours total. Appetite varies. There's no history of psychosis, paranoia, auditory visual hallucinations. There's no suicidal or homicidal ideation. She cries easily. She's able to enjoy time with her family. She has panic attacks 50% of all days. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment is fairly good. My impression, new paragraph, my impression is that she meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, major depressive disorder, as well as panic disorder. I recommend she continue psychotherapy every 1 to 2 weeks, and that she also continue medication monitoring with her psychiatrist, Dr. Vaclia, and that she continue the sertraline 100 milligrams daily. There may need to be further adjustments to that dose. Also, to add to the past medical history, as migraines to it. Okay. Okay. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. The claimant is currently not able to work. I'm retired as of October 22nd, 2023. I believe that at this time, Miss Cacciola appears to me to be 100% disabled. It would be reasonable to do a reevaluation in 6 months to reassess whether the disability is truly permanent or still at this time temporary and could benefit from further treatment. There is good reason to believe that this injury is causally related to the attack that took place on what was the exact date? I think March 30th. Her symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as major depressive disorder, will hopefully show some improvement with further treatment and time. I have stated the diagnosis. I have reported the history. I was unable to elicit any prior injury or pre-existing conditions. She did have one other episode of physicality with a client about 5 months prior, as stated above, but she does not report any ongoing injuries following that event. I believe there is a causal relationship to her injuries and the accident, as the accident was the trauma that's led to PTSD. Is the medical treatment causally related? The medical treatment is slowly helping her symptoms, and should be reassessed in 6 months. Is further treatment needed? Yes. She should continue to see a therapist every 1 to 2 weeks for 30 to 45 minutes, and she should continue monthly psychiatric evaluations. And possible medication adjustments as indicated. Is there a degree of disability? Yes, I believe at this time she has total 100% disability. Can she return to work full duty or light duty? No, I don't believe that she can return to work at this time. If not, when? She should be reassessed in 6 months with the hope that perhaps she will have improved with the current treatment and be able to work part-time in light duty. But at this time, she should not. I cannot, at this time, state restrictions to workload, since she shouldn't be returning to work as of yet. Um,